started.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We are so pleased to have you join us each and every Monday from 5:30 until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're on the West Coast, it should be about 4:30 where you are. East Coast, I know it's about 6:30. So no matter where you are in the world, we are just so grateful to have you join us. And if this is your very first time joining in for Boots on the Ground, we are so grateful that you have taken time out of your schedule to tune in to our show. Walking Into a New Life's mission is to stop domestic violence through a series of events that we host throughout the year in an effort to educate, inspire, and engage others regarding domestic violence and sexual assault and other issues of importance to you. Our primary focus is domestic violence, but we certainly welcome the opportunity to be able to talk and share on any number of social issues on Boots on the Ground, and that is the reason why this show was created. We wanted to be able to provide a platform for individuals, businesses, organizations to be able to share candidly, unfiltered, and unscripted their views, their opinions, their thoughts, and to be able to share with their communities about the work that they're doing. So many times, so many of us are doing the work, and you don't know the names or the faces behind the work. They work in the trenches to bring awareness and ultimate change in their respective social causes. And so we're just so pleased to be able to provide this platform for those individuals to be able to do that. And this week is no exception. I am so very excited about the young lady that we have on the show today. So, listeners, you are in for a real treat. And I was trying to remember exactly how I met her, and I've come to realize that it doesn't matter how people come into your life sometimes. It's just that when you meet them and you've made such a great connection that you forget about the foundation of how you met, and you just remember why you stayed close. And so this young lady is a wonderful example of that. So, again, for those of you who are just hopping on, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and this is our broadcast of Boots on the Ground. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about our special guest, and then once I've introduced her, I'm going to allow her the chance to be able to talk to you in her own way. But our special guest this week is LaToya Melton Johnson. She is a native of Clarksdale, Mississippi. She is a wife and a mother of three amazing boys, Derek Jr., James, and Dylan. I do know that LaToya has a number of gifts, including event planning and coordinating, but she is also the founder and director of Pink Savvy Incorporated. And I'm going to let her talk to you about what Pink Savvy Incorporated is and how she came into it. So without further ado, I'm going to present to some and introduce to others none other than Mrs. LaToya Dotson. LaToya, thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you so much, Joyce. I really, really appreciate the invitation. You were saying that you couldn't remember where we met. I actually met you at one of Marisha's, her group event. I think that's when you were awarded. That was the first time that I met you. Yes. So I was trying to remember too, and I was like, where did I meet her at? But yeah, that's where I met you at. It was at one of Marisha's events. And we seem to stay in the same circles and see each other at events often. So, but it's a pleasure to be, you know, a guest on this show, and I just want to tell everybody a little bit about Pink Savvy. I founded Pink Savvy because my mother-in-law, I had a grandmother that had breast cancer. My mother-in-law had breast cancer, and my mom also. And I also had a grandmother that passed away from cervical cancer. So cancer has been a beast in my family. And I got a chance to go with my mother-in-law and my mom to West Clinic sometimes. And in there would be so many women. Sometimes there would often be, you know, volunteers there, but it would be very few volunteers. And I would just render my services while I was there. with them. I would conversations with women, you know, to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. A lot of the times they wanted to just get their mind off of what they were doing, whether it was getting chemo treatments or, you know, just their getting, you know, their diagnosis. They just wanted to have somebody to love on them and, you know, spend time with them, because a lot of women would come over there and they didn't have family to come with them. So I saw that and I applied it. And I would go over there. My job was right across the street from the Old West Clinic. And I would walk over there on my lunch break and I would serve. So that's what I would do with my lunch break hour at least 3 to 4 times a week. I would go over there, I would serve those women, and then I would go back to work. And the Lord just laid in my spirit, like, this is where you're needed. I was always offering to help so many different people, but he was saying that everybody does not need your help. I'm going to put you where the help is needed. So I launched Pink Savvy Incorporated, and that's how it was founded.
Wow. You know, and Latoya, let me just say this. First of all, I'm going to back up to where we met. When you said that, I thought, oh, yeah, I guess that is where we met. And that was such an honor for me. That is by far been one of the nicest honors that I could have ever received from anyone, to be given an award and after someone's mother. And when I learned the story behind that award, it was just, I cannot put into words how that made me feel. Just to be the first recipient of something that special to Marisha. So that I do remember that. That is where we met, but I think that our connection has continued because we do work in some of the same circles and we have that heart and spirit to want to help people. And
right.
That brings me to the point of how you started this. You are a great example of why I started doing this show. Because you are one of those people that I consider that as an unsung hero, as a person who's doing the work and helping and serving without looking for accolades, without looking for that rah-rah. You just stepped in to help give meaning and purpose to individuals who are going through. And,
yes.
You know, when you're going through crisis, you don't, especially if you're having to go to the hospital for chemotherapy and things. I've not had breast cancer, but I know several people who are very close to me who have, and one who unfortunately transitioned. And of course, my background is with domestic violence, so
right.
I've had to spend a lot of time talking with individuals about their health and different things that were going on with them personally. And sometimes you just want to get away from talking about those issues specifically. You want to think about something else. You want to talk about something else. And you want to feel loved. You want it, like you said, there were times when people would come there and they didn't have someone with them. So you were giving them that. And you were doing that on your lunchtime. You know how how precious lunch hours are for people.
And
so you were doing
that
having to go back to work. What you say now?
Yeah, I said the older women that were there, because that's all I would see that was volunteer. It would be older, which retired women, some in their 70s, you know, late 60s and 70s that's retired, and they were survivors as well. They would always say, "Don't you have something else you want to do with your time besides come over here with us?" And I love being in their presence because it teaches you a lot. It teaches you to value life, to value your family, because you just don't know when it could be you or when it could be somebody else that's close to you. And to just witness those women ring that bell when it was their last treatment, I mean, I would cry so much. I would just go back to work just full because, you get so much joy of it. Yes, there were stories where women, you know, they had diagnoses where they were not going to be able to come out of that situation. But I always wanted to instill that faith. You know, I always wanted to encourage them. I always wanted to love on them because people, when they're going through stuff like that, they just want to be loved. You know, they don't want people.
Yes.
They just want love. They want conversation.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Couldn't have said it any better. And this month, October, is recognized
mm-hmm.
as Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so
yes.
I felt like you would be an ideal person to come on air and to talk about Pink Savvy and how it started and encourage others who are listening in to really think about their health, really think about
yes.
Breast cancer awareness, because I'm just going to say it's specifically in the African-American community. We don't think about it as much as we should, and we don't get
mm-hmm.
the exams that we should. And we don't
That's
even
right.
practice self-examinations the way that we should. So I'm hoping that those of you who are listening really take in what LaToya is saying when she said that she was volunteering her time and going over there and the way that she was giving back to those women, but also the way that the women were pouring into her. And so there,
mm-hmm.
was, there was a blessing all around with that. And as a result of that and seeing what was going on in her own family, she was able to come up with Pink Savvy Incorporated, which I think is absolutely phenomenal. And for those who did not have the good fortune, such as myself, to attend your event this past weekend, I would love for you to spend a few minutes and tell our listening audience about your event this weekend.
This weekend.
I said it before,
right.
Y'all missed it.
Well, this past weekend we had, it was called the Pink Savvies. It was our first actual event that we hosted, and it was amazing. We had three survivors that spoke. It was Toya Richardson, Toya Spencer was one of the speakers, Dr. Toya Spencer, Danita Brown, and we also had a lady there by the name of Debbie Vett. I think Debbie Vest, she was diagnosed this year with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But Ms. Danita, she's an 8-year survivor, and Dr. Toya Spencer, she's a 2-year survivor. But their testimonies were just amazing. Everybody's, you know, their battle with breast cancer was different. And just the inspiration, the things that they go through, the things that they went through, how they had to fight, you know, and mentally to get themselves through that, to come out on the other end of it is just, you know, it was just wow. It was not a dry eye in the room. But it was an awesome event, and we just wanted to have something really, really nice, for like an intimate setting for people to come in, you know, celebrate some of the women that have survived breast cancer. We also gave gifts to every survivor that was there. And we have an upcoming event, but it's for survivors only. It's going to be October 30th, and it's going to be
okay.
a pamper and spa day. Last year we had it, for our first year, and we only had 5 survivors. But this year we've had 35 women to be nominated to get the spa and pamper treatment. So it's a blessing, because I just like to see them light up. I love to see them smile. We have makeup artists that volunteer their time that's going to come in and give them a full face glamour makeup. We have a facial team, manicurists. They'll get it all. So they'll have a whole work down, and we do before and after shots, and it's almost kind of like a glamour debut, but they get it, and it's all free.
Wow, that is wonderful, and I'm really big on those pampering support days. Walking
mm-hmm.
into a new life, we do it once a quarter.
Okay,
since 2011 is the first time
okay.
that I did one, and then
okay.
actually in 2012 it became something that just became very standard, and so sometimes we do. Like manicures, maybe pedicures, it may be a massage, you know, the massage chair or masseuse to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll normally have a support group meeting, and in that support group meeting is followed by pampering service or maybe two, and then we give away clothes, shoes, purses, every toiletry you can think of as well as just information and making sure that people are connected with one another. And we try to do this once a quarter. And I'm really glad that you're doing it that way, because this time last year, in fact, it was on the 10th of October, we were fortunate enough to have Raheem Devon, who is a three-time Grammy-nominated recording artist. They actually supported our organization. He was on tour last year, and each place that he had a tour, he did a Queen for a Day spa day. And
so they chose us
to do spa day. Yeah, it was. And the irony of all of that is that that is the day that I met you, because after we finished at Marisha's event, remember, I said I couldn't stay before everything, because I had to leave for another event, and that was the event. It was Raheem's event
for our
organization. So they did the same thing for us, gave us concert tickets, this concert that night. So I'm all for spa days and making women feel beautiful holistically. We have to take care of ourselves from the inside out. So doing that is just amazing. I'm so glad that it has grown to that. And I will be following up with you off the air about that particular event on the 30th, so we can discuss some other things related to it. I'd love to be able to help with that.
Oh, thank you so much, Joyce. And me too. And whatever I can do for you, all you got to do is let me know. I'm here.
Sounds good. Yes, I do know that. That is something that I know to be true of LaToya. I have heard that of you ever since I met you. Different ones speak so very highly of you. Marisha does, Dr. C. Denise, who is just, one of my biggest cheerleaders. I love her dearly, and I thank her for always being so supportive. Those are two that I know that often share about how sweet you are. And Cheryl P. Christ, she was another. We just finished talking about you maybe two hours ago. She said she thoroughly enjoyed herself at your event on Saturday. So I'm sharing all of this about you, and I'm wanting people to really know and understand, because you are really working on and working with something that is very important, especially in our community, because I just feel like we don't take breast cancer awareness seriously enough. And I just love that you are a young woman with a beautiful spirit and a real passion for this, and I want the listeners to really know that you are as beautiful on the inside as you are on the outside, because y'all are listening, so you don't actually see her, but LaToya is a beautiful, beautiful woman. She really is, and she has an even more beautiful spirit to match. So, you know, you're getting a wonderful package in knowing that you have someone who is holistically in tune with a social cause that really, really needs more awareness. And so what I'd like for you to do, LaToya, is to let our listening audience know, you know, how they can get in touch with you, and how can we as a community support what you're doing.
Okay. Well, right now we are actually having our website built, so we don't have it up as of yet. But we do have a Facebook page. It's called Pink Savvy Inc., and you can go like our page. We post a lot. I post a lot of things on my personal page as well, which is LaToya Dotson. And you can request me as a friend, or you can go like our Pink Savvy Inc. page. And we always have post updates. This year we'll be spotlighting all month. We'll be spotlighting a survivor a day on our page. So if anyone would like to submit information or a picture of a survivor and celebrate them, we will gladly post their information, post their picture, and, you know, give them a shout out on our Facebook page. And also, starting toward the end of this month, what we're going to be doing is blessing bags. And we're going to be taking these during the months of November and December. I want it to be an ongoing thing, especially for women that get admitted into the hospital or just like really, really ill. The blessing bags are going to include things like bonnets, blankets, neck pillows, just comfy things, slippers, because, you know, when they're sick, sometimes they're in and out of the hospital, PJs, whatever it is you can donate, socks, things like that that they need during their hospital stays. is what we plan to do with these blessing bags. We plan to take them to Baptist Cancer Center, West Clinic, if they know of someone that's going to be admitted, to just donate them that bag and let them have those blankets and whatever else is in those goodie bags so they could take to the hospital with them.
Wow, that is
that's
wonderful.
What we have
and
coming
a great idea. Okay, that's wonderful. So a lot of ways that you can contribute to the cause and be able to help. So if you are in the Memphis, Tennessee area, we are really, really encouraging you to connect with LaToya Dodson, connect with Pink Savvy Incorporated, and also know that she mentioned that their website is not up yet, but their Facebook page is. So go to Pink Savvy, and Savvy is S-A-V-V-Y. So go to Pink Savvy Incorporated and like their page. Also, we will be sharing their information on our fan page, and our website is about to launch. So that same information will be available on our website. Every guest that we have on this show, we will also be sharing their information on our website as well as a link for the replays. So you can go back and listen to the information that's been given. One thing that I really want to stress to our listening audience is that just because a particular event has passed does not mean that the whole portion of the information being given is outdated. There is
right.
ongoing work for every person we have ever had on this show. There is a way that you can contribute to them, and who knows, depending on what episode you're listening to, if you contact them, they may have something coming up again, and you can take advantage of supporting them in some way. So you can give of your time. You can give of your money. You can give by sharing the information with other individuals, because we recognize everything may not apply to specifically to you. But
right.
with the high rate of those who have been diagnosed with cancer, with the high rate number of individuals who are affected by domestic violence, I can assure you that if you personally are not affected by this, you know someone who is going through. So, LaToya,
exactly.
I'm going to ask in the next couple of minutes here if you would just
mm-hmm.
share with our listening audience any last points, any takeaways, anything that you would like for a person to know about you, Pink Savvy, or breast cancer in general.
Okay. I just want to share a little bit more about breast cancer, because a lot of people think you have to wait until you're older. I used to work at Baptist. And I told this story at the wind down this past weekend. There was a 27-year-old nurse, and she thought she was just having some back pain. She went in, and they told her that she had stage 4 breast cancer, and it had spread. They only gave her 36 hours to live. She was so sick, just that quick. Even if you are, I just want to inspire anybody, you're young, starting at the age 18, 19, 25, if you have boobs, check them. Do self-checks. They may not give you a mammogram, especially if it runs in your family. You do not have to wait until you are 35 to start checking your breast for breast cancer, because if it's hereditary, if it's in your family line, you want to check yourself, start getting yourself checked early. Especially doing your self-checks. If you do it every day, do it every day. But I just want to encourage you, do not ignore signs. Don't think it only happens to older people or when you get past 35, and men as well. I've seen some men that have been diagnosed with breast cancer, and they also need to get themselves checked and do self-checks
right.
on themselves. So I just want to encourage you all, do not ignore any type. If something is off with your body, don't ignore it. Get it checked out. That's all the inspiration that I have. That's the advice.
All right. and that is great advice and great inspiration, because I do want to share really quickly. We are coming down to our last few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I did say at the top of the show that I personally have not ever had breast cancer. However, those self-checks are very important, because in
yes.
my early 20s, I did find a lump in my breast, and I was pregnant at the time. And I was really concerned about, you know, what is this? Because it was pretty large, and it was very uncomfortable. And at first, I ignored it. I just took it to mean maybe my breasts were getting larger or starting to swell, you know, because I was pregnant. But that it was just so hard and uncomfortable that they decided to go ahead and do a same-day surgery on me to have it removed. And as it turned out, I did not have cancer, but it was a huge scare for me. And I was in my early 20s, so now I check myself often, you know, because you never know. And I'm so glad that you shared that story about the young lady being as young as she was, and the fact that you mentioned men. Because just like with domestic violence, breast cancer occurs with men, and probably one of the most famous men that spoke out about it was Richard Roundtree, who played Shaq.
Yes.
And
yes, he did.
I remember that years ago, and I thought, oh, man, can you have breast cancer? You know, it's like, yes, they can. So I was really proud of him that he, you know, that he shared that with people. So as we get ready to wrap up our last couple of minutes of the show, LaToya, if you would again, just give them the rundown on what they need or what we are asking them to give you in terms of what survivors need for the blessing bag and how to find you.
If you would like to make a donation, we do have our Pink Savvy link towards our PayPal. It's listed on our Pink Savvy Facebook page. So you can go there at any time and make a contribution to Pink Savvy to help us purchase some of these items for these women, as well as if you would like to donate, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to have different host stations probably once a month. If people want to just bring items and donate, I'm going to put locations up where you can bring them and drop them off. But we're requesting blankets, bonnets, even though some of them lose their hair, they still want to cover it. Blankets, bonnets, hats, scarves. What else did I say? My mind just went blank. I'm thinking the slippers, socks.
Sure.
My mind just went blank. Anything, pajamas, anything that they would need going into the hospital, toothbrush, toothpaste. You have to be very careful with their skincare products because they can't use any of the scented skincare. So it's more of on the expensive side when it comes to lotions and moisturizers for their lips. But I'm going to post different hosting stations that we will have for this month and November and also December. And we would love to have you all bring items in that we can pack into these blessing bags and deliver to these women.
All right. So no matter where you are in the world, donations are accepted all around. So go to the Pink Savvy Incorporated Facebook page. You will find their link to make your donations there. And as she said, if you are local, if you are in Memphis, then I want you to think about it in terms of if you were ill, if you were needing to go to the hospital for a stay, what types of things would you need to take with you? What kinds of things would you need to pack with you?
Right.
And so when you're doing that, then consider that when you are dropping off your donations. As always, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. I'm going to ask each of you, if you are local, please make sure that you come out to the Whitehaven Public Library on Mill Branch this Thursday from 5 until 6. We will start promptly at 5 and leave at 6 because the library closes then, so please be on time. It is our annual Girls Night Out on DV. It's for teens and for women only. We want to pack the house out. We want to have a real candid, up-close and personal conversation about domestic violence, about healthy relationships, self-love, and anything that you want to ask. So please, please, please make sure that you come out. This is something I've hosted now at the library for the last 5 years. I am Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much, LaToya Dodson, for being our special guest. And as always, thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you, speaking with you again on next week. Be blessed.
Thank you for having me, Joyce.